Holy moly, how you doing?
I'm fused there for a minute. I'm old.
I'm good, excuse
me. Every chance I get.
Good, uneventful. Just the way I like it.
Good day. Shoot, I was playing catch up all day, trying to get caught up on all my 100 emails. God, it was too many. I just deleted a bunch of them, so. Slowly getting there.
Off a little bit early, that's a good thing.
At 4 o'clock, I'm just like, nope, I'm not staying any longer. Pack my stuff and go.
Accident. This pickup truck's only about 5 feet off this other car's rear.
I got the pickup truck, so it's definitely not my wife this time.
How people drive, they, you know, a lonely car on the road in the morning, somebody come up right behind you and just stay right on your tail. It's like, really? So they could at least go around.
That's why I stay in the right lane. I set the cruise control, and I can pretty much care less after that. I figure I stay out of everybody's way. They can do what they want, but some people just, they have a hard time with.
I like to switch lanes, so if they stay there too long, I get over and let them pass, and then they get right in behind them. It freaks them out when you do that. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, shoot, it took me forever to get my wife to quit raging. She'd ride up behind people, she'd honk, throw up her hands, and I finally told her, I'm like, look, you never know what somebody's carrying in their car. You've got to quit doing that crap. I said, people get more road rage than you are, and you get something stupid happen to you.
Nowadays, you can't never tell, you know what I mean? I had a guy, boy, just got all bent out of shape, thought I cut him off, and it was him that was in the wrong, but he never did see it that way. He went up on the curb to get around me and cut in front of me.
You're driving too seriously. That's why I don't think I'll ever consider riding another motorcycle again. People just, I don't know, they just don't do right.
I got rid of mine several years ago. It just got to be too dangerous. And, man, I was riding 85 and 385, and it's like, man, it's just too dangerous out here. I quit while I was ahead.
100% there. 85 is, man, it's a nightmare on a motorcycle. I always try to take the back way whenever I used to come to work, but couldn't always do that. So eventually I just ended up selling it. Didn't want anything else to do with it anymore.
Well, it was hurting my arms, and so I got rid of it, and now my arms don't hurt. I don't know what was up with that, but it just, I don't know, just something about it just aggravated my arms, and then they just hurt all the time.
Keep hangers, that way you had your arms sticking up in the air all the time?
No, that's negative. I mean, I had them 1 inch higher and 1 inch back than stock. And I had, you know, really nice grips and that, but, man, something about it just, it didn't like it.
And that, shoot, I loved it, man. If you get out on the back row and nobody around, you can finally relax, but it was just too nerve-wracking riding around town, or see somebody pull up to a stop sign, a red light, not know if they're actually going to stop, or just pulling out in front of you.
Close calls.
KO4 HKX.
Hey, Patrick, how are you doing?
Yeah, there's the real Patrick.
Good, how are you, gentlemen, this afternoon?
It ain't getting no better than that.
I've been on the radio, off the radio so long, Ken forgot my name. He called me Patrick.
I keep calling Mike Tim, so I can't get it straight.
Attention to the road, everybody's just, I don't know, some reason today everybody's in a hurry.
Isn't it today? It's every day.
Heavier than usual. I mean, they're just zigzagging back and forth, and it's like, man, as far as you can see, this car's, it's not like you're going to be going anywhere. It's when you get up there.
It is the travel weekend, I believe, right? It's Memorial Day when people start traveling more.
Hey, out there where you work, are you guys stocking up on parts? And that, it seems like over here where we're at, we're double ordering and getting a bunch of stuff in anticipation of a, you know, truck driver shortage.
Stocking up, but BMW used to be, you know, JIT. Everything was just in time. They didn't keep inventory on hand, and then when everything kind of started falling apart, now they're getting ready to build a new warehouse across the road and build a bridge to it and do all kinds of crazy stuff so they can store more parts and have more on hand so we don't run into issues like we've had with the chips and everything else.
I just struggle to get in any trucks. Sometimes, you know, it takes 3 or 4 weeks for a container to show up.
Being a big shortage of stuff too, so I don't know if that means anything to y'all.
Also fix stuff and build cars.
If we can't get them, we can't get them. I mean, my back order list just keeps growing.
It's raw materials to make products.
Right now, I mean, pretty much anything and everything. I still haven't got my phase unit from MFJ, even though they said they'd be building them and I should be getting it in 2 weeks. Who knows when that thing's gonna come?
Order any radio stuff in a while.
Anything you look at's out of stock, so good luck.
I'm dying for a loop antenna. I want to buy me a magnet loop antenna, and everywhere's not shipping until at least June, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd love to build one, but it's hard to find those capacitors. It's not like you can just walk into a store and buy them now.
What are you needing, Andrew?
I'm 100% sure. It depends on what kind of plans you find and what type of variable capacitor you need. And, you know, some of them you need wider places in between them so you can tune it and everything else. So, I don't know. I found some on Amazon, but they look really small. Like, I don't think they'd handle anywhere close to any significant wattage. And I struggle with it, so I figured I'd just buy one, but can't do that either.
Trying to find me an MFRV. No one I'd like to have in the house, and I can't find one in stock nowhere. I was just saying I was trying to find me a SWR meter, and I can't find one anywhere.
And for electronics and stuff, we usually use like Newark or Allied Electronics. I mean, they all have big catalogs, and you would think they would have something.
I think I looked at that Allied. The hardest part is not really knowing exactly what I need. Like, nothing fits. You know, if I need a 50 pico farad variable capacitor, I might find one that's 39. You know, it's, I don't really know enough about it. I'm still trying to learn that part of it. So, and Patrick, you were saying a SWR meter. If you can get your hands on one, a Nano VNA might be a good way to go.
Those, but man, I was just looking for something simple and quick, and that was it. But I mean, you can't find anything.
Yeah, up. I borrowed one from Mike and Tim.
One, if you need one to borrow, I've got the MFJ, whatever it is. It's the unit, it's the older box. It works great, but I also have a Nano VNA. Now, I keep that in my little radio bag, so you're welcome to either one of them if you want to try them out. The Nano VNA is one that you got to watch YouTube to figure out how to work it.
That's one of the things I was wanting to avoid, is something else to learn how to use right now.
Look at that MFJ, that thing takes like, God, it's like a whole pack of batteries. It's like 10 batteries or 12 batteries, AA batteries in that thing. And it doesn't chew through them. They last a while, but when it quits working, it just dies. If I didn't get a low battery one or anything, it just dies.
Now, but I don't even know what name brand it is. So I was just looking for something a little more reliable and more accurate. So I've got something to get me close, just not what I want.
And you want to have a SWR meter on it? You can put that on a screen and then tell it to tune, and it should tell you what it is.
It does have an SWR meter on it. I was looking for my other radios. For one, this ICOM, and then the little 706 Mark II G that I got. I would like to have one to put on it.
Get my Nano VNA. It's pretty good. Once you get it set up, it's kind of a done deal. As long as you save your settings. I'll forget how to work it, you know, because usually it's kind of months in between whenever I use it. But it's pretty good. But AMFJ, I love that thing. It just chews through batteries. So I need to order that little DC adapter.
At home now, hadn't you?
In Hampton, where the Jeep dealership is.
To the water tower by your house.
Swing by, I think Zaxby's, pick up something. Mama's already made it home. She said we're not cooking tonight, so I have to either go back out or pick something on the way home.
Way home. Once I get there, I don't want to leave again.
Yeah, I hear you. That's the way she is.
I'm getting home, man. I don't want to do nothing after that.
Down.
That couch, man, it's hard to get back up. KO4CEF.
KO4HKX.
If you get home, the dog wants to go for a walk. KN4TF.
It was playing when she got you the dog, wasn't it?
Giving me company, but I think it's so that I don't sit down when I get home.
Keep playing.
Let me order here.
Do any more with your DMR radio?
Did you ever get the PRN system?
Sorry, I doubled with you.
Have that PRN system programmed in.
I got sinuses bothering me real bad last Wednesday. I sat at the house and didn't do nothing from Wednesday evening until Sunday morning.
I didn't take my DMR radio with me to the Myrtle Beach. And there's a DMR repeater. I think it's at Myrtle's Inlet. It's not hard to hit from Surfside Beach at all. It's only maybe 5 miles. But I just didn't take it down there with me. I took my Yaesu HT, but I didn't take that.
Get that little HT everywhere I go now just to have it with me. Even though I've got the ICOM in the vehicle, that way I can have the DMR if I want to play with it somewhere.
Get around too, or you just leave it at the house?
Vehicle all the time. It's hooked to my jetpack, Verizon jetpack that I use for work. So I just leave it in here all the time. It never comes out.
Get time where I put my hotspot in my car, but I didn't really like doing it, and I just never got around to it. But yeah, I think I'm going to take my radio back with me. They were going down the 1st of June again. I'm going to take my DMR radio because I tell you what, this last weekend, those repeaters down there were quiet. I didn't hardly hear anybody talking. Every once in a while, somebody key up in the evening, but I didn't hear a lot of people talking on the regular repeaters down there.
I travel quite a bit for work and just life in general. And right around here, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, you know, that area. And I don't hear any repeater like this one right here.
This one in the Mount Mitchell, and I really don't get on the Mount Mitchell like I used to, but it used to be busy like in the late evenings. By 10 o'clock, everybody started jumping on. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go to bed now. But once I started listening to Mike and Tim and Ken and Ed in the morning, that's whenever I finally started getting on the radio.
Mitchell repeater, there's a group of guys on there of a morning also, a little later than what we are normally. So they're there. They're just later during the morning. And then, again, throughout the day, I keep it on scan in the vehicle here, so I hear it. But it's hard to hit from down here with the ICOM.
And I can hit it just fine from my house, but once I get to 85, I don't know what it is, just the hills. It gets a little scratchy on the Mount Mitchell repeater, but this one just comes in fantastic my whole route. So I usually stay on this one all the time.
Have a problem with this one is there in Hendersonville in the radio black hole, KO4HX for ID.
And that, I don't really have too many places like that because I just 26 to 85, so it's not a long trip. But, well, I'm going to jump on off here, Patrick. I figure Ken, they might still be ordering, so If he jumps back on, just tell him I said 7-3, and hopefully we'll holler at y'all in the morning. Hope you have a great day, and be safe on the road. I'll holler at you, like I said, in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your finals.
Have a good evening, and I'll look forward to talking to you in the morning. KO4HDX, and I'll be monitoring.
73's Andrew. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Ken, did you get your dinner?
Yeah, I got it. The radio don't work when you're right in beside the Zaxby's here.
Went all the way back over to Cherrydale and help a customer this afternoon.
Take you a minute if you're over by my house.
The sad thing is I was over there about 30 minutes before he called me. And I could have stopped by, but just the way it works.
You can head to the house from there, right?
Run right straight up 25.
Kids were young and just learning to drive. We did a football game over there in Traveler's Rest, and we were going to meet at Cherrydale. And the only way the daughter knew how to do that was to go up 25 to 290 all the way back to Wayhampton and over to Rutherford and go back in that way.
Around the world.
Things were so funny, you know, you travel everywhere with them, but they must never pay attention, because when they start driving and they ask you, how do I get here and how do I get there? And it's like, man, you've been there 200 times and you can't figure out how to get there.
The same way. When he started driving, he's like, I don't know how to get there. What's the quickest way to do this?
Tell you that they were just along for the ride and not paying attention, right?
Well, my wife is the same way. She's 46 years old, and she still don't know how to get around unless she runs the same route every time.
Like, notice the street signs, and then all of a sudden I'll be on the other side of town, and I notice that the street sign will be the same, and they'll be like, hey, I bet that connects, and then I'll just take it one time just to see.
Good direction. Oh, that looks like the right direction. We'll figure it out. Up here for a minute, run in and grab me a cold drink before I head across town. So if you're not there, I'll just go ahead and say 7-3, and you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
I'm only about a minute from the house, so I'll catch you, I guess, in the morning. It's Thursday, so we'll look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
HDX, clear.